Holiday party, or even your pep rally, 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp wants to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu, and if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With the prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events David Ratt at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday means fans can purchase $2 16-ounce and $3 24-ounce products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and Right Field Bleachers.
Hi, this is outfielder Jake Mangum, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to Jacksonville. It is the series finale of the penultimate homestand of the season, Jacksonville and Charlotte. And last night, Josh Simpson struck out four in 1 1/3 innings. He's joining us right now. Josh, thank you so much for... Welcome back to Jacksonville. It is the...
I kinda like it. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, and the Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of tonight's ball game. Now, here's your host, Scott Kornberg.
From 121 Financial Ballpark in Jacksonville, Florida, welcome to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Today, it's the final game of the penultimate homestand of the season. The Jumbo Shrimp hosting the Charlotte Knights and looking for a series win. Hi, everybody. Scott Kornberg here. It's a beautiful Sunday here in Northeast Florida. 85 degrees. Big puffy clouds in the sky, spotting it light, almost like a cow. And for Jacksonville, a game they really need coming in. They are three games out of first place, only 19 to go, including today, and a tough schedule on the horizon. You really can't lose against the Charlotte Knights in a series. You cannot split against a team that is 48-83, 13-43 in the second half of the year. This is one that Jacksonville really was hoping to net five or six wins. If they win, they'll get four. You would take it. It's not the ideal situation. But if this team wants to make a playoff run, you really can't settle for a series split to a woeful Charlotte squad. The Jumbo Shrimp, 63-67 overall, 31-25, and coming off a tough loss yesterday in which their offense struggled again. Only one run. And so far through the first five games of this series, they have not scored more than three runs in any contest, and they have a total of nine runs throughout these five games. One bright spot, though, has been their bullpen. They have not allowed an earned run in 20 consecutive innings. Josh Simpson is a big part of that. He struck out four in an inning in the third yesterday. He joins us when we come back to talk about a variety of things. And that conversation is next on Shrimp on Deck on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
New place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp wants to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu, and if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With the prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday means fans can purchase $2 16-ounce and $3 24-ounce products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and Right Field Bleachers.
Hi, this is outfielder Jake Mangum, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to Jacksonville. It is the series finale of the penultimate homestand of the season, Jacksonville and Charlotte. And last night, Josh Simpson struck out four in 1 1/3 innings. He's joining us right now. Josh, thank you so much for the time. You missed 62 games with an injury this year. Do you feel at this stage, because you've done the ball really well recently, we talked about yesterday, but it's been like that in Columbus, it's been like that in Lehigh Valley, and obviously back before then, do you feel finally like you're yourself again?
Yeah, no, definitely feeling good. Obviously, never really planned for an injury in the season, so to have that come up was definitely a bummer. But, you know, all you're doing in that time rehabbing is just itching to get back out on the mound, so it's been good to be back out there and helping the team out. So,
you said to me before we turned on the recorder that the toughest part of an injury is mental, and you had gone through Tommy John as well in college. Even this year, I mean, mentally, how do you get your head where you need to be while you're missing 62 games in the middle of the season?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's definitely tough. I think it kind of puts things into perspective. And just one thing that kind of helps me with stuff like that is just trying to take it one day at a time and focus on where you are in the present, where I am, and just kind of what I need to do to get back to where I want to be. And whether that's mentally, physically, anything, just to kind of keep myself, again, in the present and just focusing on the task at hand right in front of me instead of trying to look forward to the next step and stuff that's kind of out of my control. So honestly, in a way, it helps you grow as a person because it's obviously not, like I was saying earlier, something you plan for. But to be able to kind of overcome that and get back to where you want to be is I think, a positive thing to go through in the long run. So,
you mentioned looking forward, where you want to be. Last offseason, you're added to the 40-man roster. Did you feel more pressure at all this year, even before the injury, maybe even more during or after, because all of a sudden, I mean, it's not just that you're in AAA, you're on the 40-man roster, right. You're really so close.
I mean, obviously, it was super exciting to be added this offseason. But honestly, kind of going back to what I was saying earlier, just kind of trying to stay present and be where I am. Obviously, it's everybody's goal to make it to the major leagues. That's why we all play the game that we played since we were a kid. But I think just kind of trying to be the best version of myself here is going to ultimately get me where I want to go, and that's kind of that's been my main focus this year, is just kind of enjoying where I am and trying to better myself every day. So,
this is Josh Simpson joining us right now, Jacksonville and Charlotte, in a few minutes. Well, I think a lot of people might not know about you. You're an excellent pitcher. You were an amazing hitter in high school. I look at your stats. You had 562 in one season. Do you miss swinging the bat at all? Because I'm guessing you haven't taken too many cuts these last few years.
I'm surprised you found that. No, yeah. I might have to ask Brownie for a pinch hit.
Yeah, that's right.
Honestly, it was... I liked hitting a lot. I think I would say some of the arms that are in AAA here are a little better than the high school ones I faced. I don't think it would be that good of a batting average. But, no, it was definitely fun. I think I always enjoyed hitting since I was a kid, but I'm impressed you found that. That's nice.
The internet could be, you have a lot of bad things, but sometimes some good things like that as well, my friend. So you're from the Northeast, Connecticut
yes.
kid, and obviously go to school in New York City. This journey, we were talking a little bit about this beforehand as well, but you get to see the country, and you're a really intelligent person. And when we were in Columbus, you were one of those guys going up to see Ohio State, and it seems like you like to explore each city you're at. A, do you have any favorites in your minor league career so far? And B, I mean, is the travel one of the best perks of this job?
Definitely. I think it's, like we were saying, you kind of get to see places of the country you wouldn't really see. I think for me, my favorite is probably Nashville, though, just because I'd never been there beforehand. Awesome ballpark, and then the city itself is obviously pretty cool. That's a cool one. I like Norfolk, too, where we're heading this upcoming week, right on the water. Yeah, lots of cool ones. Trying to think of other ones from... Birmingham was cool, and Pensacola last year. Cool stadium, and obviously Charlotte's cool too. Too many, lots of cool ones to pick for sure. So,
you're going to Montana. You told me this offseason. So, what are you most excited about? What are you going to do while you're in Montana?
Yeah, I think my family and I are heading out there. I think we're looking forward mainly just to seeing Yellowstone and kind of. We haven't really taken a family trip in a while, so that'll be fun mainly just to be out there with everybody. My parents, and then my fiance Katie, and then my sister and her boyfriend Ricky are all going out. So that'll be That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Josh Simpson joining us right now. Last year, Ryan LeBarnway was on this team. Yes. He told me something very interesting. Among many things, he said being a Yale guy, sometimes he felt like people looked at him maybe differently because of the Ivy League education. Right. You being from Columbia, personally, I prefer Columbia to Yale. Don't tell him that I said that. But, I mean, do you feel that there's not that many Ivy League guys? I will say Mike Ford from Princeton, homered today for the Mariners at the Mets, which is pretty cool. But Do you feel like there's, I don't want to say a difference, but that you're maybe labeled before guys get to know you as somebody who went to an Ivy League school?
That's a good question. No, I mean, I think, honestly, for me, I think baseball is baseball. Wherever it's being played, we're all the same. Honestly, if you go into a clubhouse, you're going to find the same sort of guys everywhere. But no, I think coming from Columbia and just the program there was awesome. The coaching staff kind of really prepared me for everything I've kind of experienced in Pro Bowl, just because they're great staff and they do things right that way there. But no, that's, I'd say there's a little Yale-Columbia rivalry. So if Ryan, I don't think Ryan, maybe he's listening to this, but
he might
be,
you never know.
Hi, Ryan, but
I doubt it, by the way.
But yeah, well, I don't know. I wouldn't say so, but.
Last question for you. Your favorite spot to go in the Ivy League, because a lot of the campuses are really highly regarded some of the best in the country.
Honestly, I liked Dartmouth a lot. It was I take that back. I liked it when we played them in the end of the year. If we played in the beginning of the year, it was freezing. But I mean, it's beautiful up there with the just the scenery up there is really nice. I'm biased. I liked our complex, but one other one, Princeton was super nice too. Yeah, very nice. But yeah, Dartmouth's probably one of my favorite ones to travel to.
Columbia University is the alma mater of Lou Gehrig and Josh Simpson. Josh, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
More to come on Shrimp on Deck next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I get to serve in the role I want.
For me, that meant becoming a maintainer.
I get the training I need so I can become one of the best at what I do.
The Air National Guard allows me to keep pursuing my degree in biology.
And they even help with tuition.
I get to serve part-time.
I loved it so much, I switched to full-time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at goang.com.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates about the organization, learn about special upcoming promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Broadcasting live, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
1-0-1. High fly ball to right, pretty deep. Encarnacio back at the wall, leads, and he took it back! Yoran Encarnacio robbed a home run!
In the 0-1 on the breaking pitch. And he swings, hits it high and hard to center. That one falls in. Burnett comes up throwing. Singleton to the play! Oh, he got it! Oh, baby, Nate Burnett!
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
1-1. Romero swings, spots a fly ball to right, tailing towards Encarnacio! What a play.
Walsh holds up high. Runners go. The pitch. Fastball hit well. Deep to left. Gomez back at the wall. Leaves. It's gone. Jordan Groshans ties the game. A 3-run homer in the top of the ninth inning. Jacksonville was down by 6 runs and they've come all the way back. It's 8-8 here in the ninth on the first home run of 2023 for Jordan Groshans.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's ballgame. Here's Scott Kornberg.
Well, it's been a long time to get to game number 131 for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. But here they are, final game of the penultimate homestand, Jacksonville in Charlotte. Hi, everybody. Happy Sunday. Scott Kornberg here from 121 Financial Ballpark. And for the Jumbo Shrimp, this is as close to a must-win game as you could have at this juncture of the season. They're only three games out of first place. And Jacksonville, though, is in eighth place. So that leapfrogs seven other teams, and they really need to cash in a series win against the Charlotte Knights. Ryan Weathers is on the mound for the Jumbo Shrimp. They're 63-67, 31-25 in the second half. And for the Charlotte Knights, Jose Rodriguez, the second baseman, leads off. They're struggling, 48-83, 13-43 in the second half. Rodriguez leads off. Tyler Nesloni, the center fielder, second. Xavier Fernandez, first baseman, third. Weathers into his windup. And the first pitch of the game, swing and a miss, and a high fastball at 6:37 near local time in Northeast Florida. Good crowd on hand here. They've got post-game fireworks. They got a bunch of dinosaurs out in left field today. And it's really a lovely day. 85 degrees and sunny. Small kernels of popcorn clouds in the sky. And a little bit of a zephyr in from left. Sebi Zavala in the cleanup spot today in a major league rehab. He's the catcher for Charlotte. Carlos Perez, DH, is fifth. Named Mondu at third base, batting sixth. Hitting seventh and playing right field, Clint Frazier, the 0-1 from Weathers. Fastball lifted foul, first base side, and out of play, and it's 0-2. Eric Gonzalez, the shortstop, is seventh. Laz Rivera in left field, eighth. And Brent Honeywell Jr. making his Charlotte Knights debut. He was just designated for assignment and outrighted by the White Sox here. The 0-2. Liner in the air to left. That's a base hit up the alleyway. Cut off in left center by Myers, the center fielder, who guns it into the infield. Leadoff single for Rodriguez. That'll bring up Nesloni, left-hand hitter. Again for Charlotte, Rodriguez, Nesloni, Fernandez. Zavala, Perez, Mondu. Frazier, Gonzalez, Rivera. Defensively for Jacksonville, Weathers, a 6'1", 230-pound lefty, is throwing to Jorge Alfaro. Troy Johnston over at first. Pitch to Nesloni. Fastball strike at the letters inside corner. It's 0-1. C.J. Hinojosa at second base today. Third baseman Charles LeBlanc. And birthday boy Jacob Amaya at short. He turns 25 today. Happy birthday to Jacob. Outfield left to right, Jake Mangum, Dane Myers, and Yerar Encarnacion. Throw to first, and Rodriguez hops back in safely. He's over there, nobody out, no score, just underway here. Top of the first inning, and that pickoff move is lethal from Weathers. He picked off a man on the road trip last week in Columbus. The 0-1, breaking ball off the plate, late break for second. Alfaro throws it down there, and it's not in time, so a swing and a miss. Nesloni couldn't check his swing, but then a stolen base for Rodriguez, who didn't leave until the ball was in the mitt of Alfaro. So count's 0-2, but a runner on second and nobody out. Something with the San Diego Padres, who drafted Weathers, they have really done a good job teaching the pickoff move. 0-2 from Weathers. Fastball down and away, one ball and two strikes. So Weathers led Major League Baseball with nine pickoffs in 2021. Eric Lauer, also a Padres lefty, had 10 pickoffs to lead MLB in 2018. And Clayton Richards, another Padres lefty, led Major League Baseball in 2017 with eight pickoffs. And that ball hit Alfaro in a place you don't want to get hit in. And so Sandy Crum, the trainer, out to check on him right now. No score, top of the first. Runner on second and nobody out. For Weathers, this is his third start with AAA Jacksonville. It's been a weird year for him. He's pitched with four different teams. So AAA El Paso and the Padres organization. He made eight starts and
ERA, in which that was partially inflated by the PCL, 4.20 ERA. Did strike out 52 batters in 40 and two-thirds innings. But pitched in 12 games with the Padres, 6.25 ERA. Was dealt with to the Marlins at the deadline for Sean Reynolds and Garrett Cooper. And he had an ERA of 14-14, 11 runs and 11 hits in 7 innings. But with Jacksonville, he's been pretty good. 2-0, 3.18 ERA, 18 strikeouts, 6 walks in 17 innings. Still talking it over at home plate. Home plate umpire today is Mark Bass. Brock Ballew, the crew chief, over at first. And Cody Clark, third base umpire. So good to see Alfaro remain in the game. Jacksonville's wearing their Sunday pink jerseys. So it's a hot pink jersey with the face of their mascot, Scampi, on the front. Baby blue number on the back, no name. White pants, black caps, pink brims, and the Vice Shrimp logo on the front. 1-2 from Weathers. Slider off the plate, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Charlotte back to their road grays. Charlotte in black have marched across the chest with electric blue trim. Black number, electric blue trim beneath that. Also on the back, no name. Gray pants, black caps, electric blue brims, and the Knights logo on the front. 2-2. Pitch from Weathers. Fastball low and away, and the count is full. So Jacksonville came into this series knowing that if they wanted to keep their postseason hopes alive by winning the second half International League title, they really needed to take care of the Knights. The 3-2. Chopper right side. Second baseman Hinojosa goes to his right. Backhands cap high and snaps it out to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to third, so he's 90 feet away with one out. Scoreless top of the first, and Xavier Fernandez, big right-hand batter, strolling in. So there's 18 games to go after this. Jacksonville entered play today 3 games out, but a lot of the teams in front of them keep winning, which is a big issue. You can't move up in the standings if you can't make up ground, and that is going to be something to watch. They're 3 games out, but they've got to leapfrog 7 teams. Here's the pitch to Fernandez. Fastball strike at the belt inside corner. It's 0-1. Infield is in for the Jumbo Shrimp. So Durham and Lehigh Valley in first place right now entering play today. And both those teams also earned the tiebreaker, the 0-1. Fastball in tight, a ball and a strike. So that means it's really a 4-game lead effectively. And to put it in perspective on how difficult this task might be, let's just say Durham and Lehigh Valley finish 10-9, which is way below the level they've been playing at pretty much for the entirety of the season. Here's the 1-1. And a fastball at 95, but it's inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Outfield a few steps the other way. That would mean that for Jacksonville to overcome that deficit of effectively 4 games, they'd have to go 14-5, the 2-1. Lifted foul, first base side and out of play, and it's 2-2. And 14-5 is a 737 winning percentage, in which Jacksonville has not played at that level for 19 games for the entirety of any stretch this season. And so that's a lot to ask because this schedule gets really difficult coming up. So they wanted to really take care of Charlotte. Here's the 2-2. Fisted foul over the screen behind home plate, and they'll do it again. The Knights have just had a really, utterly atrocious second half of the season. They're 48-83 overall. They're 13-43 in the second half. I mean, to put that in perspective for you, their winning percentage is .232. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball beneath the zone, strike three. Big punch out for Weathers. And there's 2 down here in the top of the first. And here comes Sebi Zavala, right-hand batter. The infield backs up in this scoreless game. Runner on third. So a .232 winning percentage. Most people would consider the 1962 Mets to be the worst team of all time. They lost 120 games, and their winning percentage was .250. So the Knights are worse than the 62 Mets. Pitch to Zavala. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. But they played better of late. They split with Memphis last week, and if Charlotte wins today, they'll split with Jacksonville. But the Jumbo Shrimp are really hoping to net 5 or 6 wins in this series, and it just will not materialize like that. Here's the 0-1. Fastball up and in, a ball and a strike. Their pitching has been strong. They have not allowed more than 4 runs in the game. The problem is they haven't scored more than 3 runs in any game in this series. They've only scored 9 runs total. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball outside, ball 2. And they lost a narrow 2-1 margin yesterday, so Jacksonville's won 3 of the first 5. A win today still gets them a series win. 2-1. Weather's ready. Kicks fires. Liner just fouled on the third base side. And count levels at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A lot of the games were earlier today, and a lot of the teams in front of Jacksonville won. Worcester beat Norfolk 5-4 despite making 3 errors. Nashville fell at Durham 6-2. Here's a 2-2. Fastball up and in, and the count is full. Rochester beat Scranton Wilkes-Barre. That's a team, the Rail Riders, in front of Jacksonville in the standings. But Buffalo's only a game out. They won 8-3 over Indianapolis. And the rest of the games later today, really just starting up right now. 3-2. Rather foul down the third base side, and we'll do it again. Toledo 2, Iowa nothing. Top of the third. Columbus up on St. Paul 2-1, bottom of the third. Both Iowa and St. Paul right in the mix at the top of the standings. And Lehigh Valley just underway with Syracuse top of the first. 11 teams in this league, and they're separated by 5 games, the top 11 teams. 3-2 once more, the pitch from Weathers. Ground ball left side towards the hole, backhanded by the shortstop Amaya. Stops, snaps it on the first, dig out by Justin. Side retired. What a play to save a run here at the top of the first. Amaya had to go way to his right, back into that ball, the edge of the outfield grass, and a long throw to first. Johnston stretched and dug it out. Side retired. No runs, a hit. One runner left on base. Middle of the first, no score. Jacksonville comes to bat next to Charlotte, visiting here for the final time in 2023 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS. WWK Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WWK today at 904-388-2696.
The Jumbo Shrimp are excited to upgrade their ticketing experience in 2023 for all of Crustacean Nation. The club is welcoming a digital ticketing experience for fans to easily and securely buy, access, and share tickets with friends and family from both their computer and smartphone. Simply head to jackshrimp.com and find the Manage My Tickets tab on the page, or from a smartphone, your tickets can be easily accessed via the MILB First Pitch app. It's easy to scan tickets from your smartphone or have them printed to shut out the game. And always remember, you can find tickets for any game at jacksonville.com. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Hi, this is outfielder Jake Mangum, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Home half of the first inning, no score. Jacksonville and Charlotte. Brent Honeywell Jr. on the mound. First pitch to Jake Mangum is rolled to second. Scooped up by Rodriguez. He throws to first. One pitch and one out to begin the bottom of the first. Mangum in left. Charles LeBlanc at second. He's the third baseman. Troy Johnston. First baseman hits third. Jorge Alfaro doing the catching and hitting in the cleanup spot. Austin Allen, DH, hits fifth. Zane Myers in center field sixth. Batting seventh and playing shortstop, Jacob Amaya.
Here's the first pitch to LeBlanc. A fastball in the inside corner. Called strike one. Yerar Encarnacion in right field, eighth. And C.J. Hinojosa, the second baseman, ninth. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, same spot, same result, 0-2. Megan LeBlanc Johnston. Alfaro Allen Myers. Amaya Encarnacion. And Hinojosa, here's the 0-2. A breaking ball in time. One ball and two strikes. Seppi Zavala behind the plate. Xavier Fernandez at first. Jose Rodriguez two strides up the middle at second. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball in time. LeBlanc able to spin out of the way. And that levels two balls and two strikes. Neymandu plays third. And Eric Gonzalez the shortstop. Outfield left to right. Rivera, Nesloni, and Frazier. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball off the plate again, and the count is full. Been a long road for Brent Honeywell. From Augusta, Georgia, he's still only 28 years old. If that name means anything to you. The 3-2 in the way. Fastball at the knees, outside corner, called strike three. 94 from Honeywell, he's got his first punch out. Two down pretty quickly here in the first, though. LeBlanc wants to challenge it. And it was a strike in the bottom of the zone. So two out, nobody on, we're scoreless. Left-hand batting Johnston comes in. Honeywell at one time, I mean, he was considered by some to be the best young pitcher in the minor leagues. And we'll talk about this in a little bit, but he overcame several significant injuries to the point of mass inspiration to the rest of his teammates, mainly the Rays organization. Pitch to Johnston. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike one. He came to the point where guys were watching his bullpens when he was coming back from four surgeries in 4 years. The 0-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. A changeup beneath the zone. It's 0-2. Honeywell was dealt to the A's. Made his way to the Padres organization. White Sox claimed him on waivers a little less than a month ago. They outrighted him for today's game, so he's making the start and hoping to get back to the major leagues. Here's the 0-2. Jam shot looper, shallow center. It'll dunk in for a base hit. So Troy Johnston has reached base in 32 of his 34 games now with Jacksonville. He had a 31-game on-base streak. That was the longest by a Jacksonville hitter since at least 2010. Here's the right-hand batting Alfaro. It was just snapped in Game 2 of the doubleheader on Friday, but Devin Smeltzer threw a no-hitter in that game, and everybody was elated. Righty against righty. Runner goes, the pitch, fastball called strike, throw to second, not in time. Ball skips into center field. Johnston has his fourth steal of the season, and he's in scoring position now with two outs. Nineteenth stolen base between Jacksonville and Double A Pensacola, I should say 20th. Prior to this season, his entire minor league career, he had 10 stolen bases, so really improved that part of his game. The 0-1 on the way. Grabbed it foul down the third base side, and it's 0-2, and he just said, listen, I didn't get much faster. I just got better at reading pitchers. I got better at learning that with the pitch clock, I could time jumps better. I know I can get a good jump because the pitcher had to deliver at home. And he's a really smart player. He's on second with two outs, scoreless in the first. Down the 0-2. High drive into left, pretty deep. Rivera back on the track, has a play, makes the catch, side retired. So Alfaro gave it a ride, but it's 382 to left center, and he hit it 360 to the warning track, side retired. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base. End of an inning, no score. Jacksonville and Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by MIS.
Don't strike out with the home run. When it's time to buy a new team, you want to open the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Now,
proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, your all-star, you get the MVP treatment, personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy loan today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Group is a true housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Bronxville, Ohio 44136.
Your local Island Wind Company is proud to support the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. It's always family fun on the island, and we have two locations to enjoy in Jacksonville, on Southside Boulevard and Bartram Market Drive in St. Johns County. For the best wings, burgers, beers, and frozen drinks, come by the island today. And if you are at the ballpark on Sundays, don't forget to grab your bingo card and play for BOGO Burgers. It's always great on the island. Island Wind Company.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is a place to be. Whether it's for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, civic organization events, or just getting people together, the Jumbo Shrimp has the perfect setup for a memorable group experience for all ages. For more information, please call our friendly Jumbo Shrimp ticket representative at 904-358-2846.
Hey, this is Will Stewart, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
No score, top of the second. Jacksonville and Charlotte. Carlos Perez leads off against Ryan Weathers. Lefty-righty first pitch fastball in for a strike in the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Ryan Weathers, he is a married man at 23 years old. The 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball grounded to third, charging in LeBlanc. Backhands right of the bag, and a good running throw on to first base to get Perez for the out. So it's kind of a funny story how he met his wife. So they don't have any kids now. Weathers said maybe in the future at some point. But obviously, he's a terrific baseball player in Tennessee. So he went to the same high school as his dad in Loretto, Tennessee. And he was the Gatorade Player of the Year. His wife was a terrific volleyball player. Pitched to Mandu. Breaking ball down and in, and it's 1-0. And so she was the Gatorade Volleyball Player of the Year. I believe in South Carolina. Here's the 1-0. Fastball outside, ball two. So they were going to go to this award show in Los Angeles, but because Weathers was drafted by the Padres, he couldn't end up making it. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball outside, ball three. One out, nobody on, no score. Top of the second. So they waited over 3 years for somebody to reach out. They knew of each other, the 3-0. Fastball down the middle, called strike one. And then in December 2020, a former USA Baseball teammates of Ryan's, one of her teammates' boyfriends, 3-1, half cut in the fastball down to the zone. It's 3-2, convinced Ryan Weathers to reach out to her, Thayer, and they met up in Atlanta, 3-2. Looped foul, third base side, net of play, and we'll do it again. And they were each other's New Year's Eve dates and got married in November in Georgetown, Tennessee. So congratulations. They are nearing their one-year anniversary. And he said she's just tremendous as a support system. 3-2. A foul over the screen behind home plate, and we'll do it again because she understands, having competed at a really high level and having played college volleyball, in fact, that, you know, she can live with the ups and the downs and be there for him, know when to push him, know when to lean back. Payoff pitch again. Broken back grounded to second. Coming in, Hinojosa bends down to field it and tosses on to first. And there's two outs here. The top of the second, we're scoreless. Right-hand batting Clint Frazier. Thayer played at
Florida, where she managed in or majored in sports management. She is from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Pitch to Frazier. Breaking ball on the inside part of the plate. It's 0-1. Josh Simpson, you maybe heard him in our pregame show today. He was so gracious with his time. He talked about going to Montana with his family, the 0-1. Fastball outside, a ball and a strike. Well, you know, speaking of guys on this team and weddings, Eli Villalobos is getting married this offseason, and 1-1. Fastball up and away, ball two. Villalobos is having Simpson as a groomsman, so he's excited for that wedding. Eli getting married in Mexico. Two balls and a strike. Frazier open stance. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away, and it's ball three. Eric Gonzalez on deck for Jacksonville. Scott Kornberg here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Matt Davis is on assignment. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. And a high fastball. The count is full. Third baseman LeBlanc guards the line. Second baseman Hinojosa plays up the middle. Outfield straight is a narrow. Here's the 3-2. Ground ball to third. LeBlanc to his left. Backhand chest high. Lobs it on to first. Side retired. So that's five ground ball outs so far for Ryan Weathers. Nothing across for Charlotte. At the end of an inning and a half, no score. Jacksonville and Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo. Very nice fireworks at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, right up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp at Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all of their craft beers in the craft case for every Friday home game. Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on red shirt Friday and also encourage their fans to be safe for the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the cost office, or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Mo Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family, fun.
Every Saturday home game at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark means you get to go home with something special. The first 2,000 fans to the gates in Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp free giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, gloves, and more. The Jumbo Shrimp giveaway Saturday night features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
Hola, soy Santiago Chavez, catcher de los Jumbo Shrimp, y estoy sintonizando el béisbol con Jumbo Shrimp ESPN 690.
Home run for the second, no score. Austin Allen leads off against Brent Honeywell Jr., righty-lefty in the first pitch. Allen takes a changeup outside. It's ball one. Well, Brent Honeywell Jr. is really one of the more inspiring stories you'll come across. Here's the 1-0 of the way. Fastball strike at the knees inside corner, and it's 1-1. So he didn't pitch 2018 through 2020. That's a long, long time. He had four surgeries on his elbow, and the previous pitch was challenged, and Allen was successful. The count is now 2-0. The pitch is too low. Honeywell, 2-0. Fastball under the hands, ball three. He was seven pitches into his first opportunity to face big league hitters during a live batting practice session, spring training 2018. 3-0. Scott on the infield. Everybody converging near the mound. The catcher, Zavala, gives way to the third baseman, Nandu, who makes the catch almost right in front of home plate. And there's one away. Scoreless bottom of the second. Here's Dane Myers. So on the eighth pitch, Honeywell tore a ligament in his right throwing elbow. threw his glove on the ground. His dad, who had pitched 3 years in the Pirates farm system, was standing on the other side of the fence, and he knew immediately what had happened. Pitch to Myers. Breaking ball outside, ball one. Honeywell underwent Tommy John surgery 5 days later. He was back in Port Charlotte where the Rays trained the following summer. His brother Carson was shooting video on his phone. The 1-0 inside, it drills Myers in the back. So a one-out base runner for Jacksonville. And here's the right-hand batting birthday boy, 25 years old today, Jacob Amaya. Honeywell threw a pitch, and if you saw that piece of video, I mean, he just crumpled to the ground. And with the force of his delivery, his elbow bone literally snapped. It's an excruciating injury. Throw to first, and Myers dives back in. And, you know, Honeywell's dad, I think that's what any good dad would be. He was there for him. And, you know, Brent would ask, why are these things happening to me? I mean, he was supposed to be this next big thing for the Rays. Righty against righty, the pitch. Ground ball to short, should be two. Gonzalez Fields goes to second, one. Relay to first, double play, side retired. 6-4-3. And Brent Honeywell Sr. just had to say, you've got to believe you're going to be fine. More on that a little bit later. No runs, no hits, nobody left. End of two, no score. Jacksonville and Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 1-2-1 play. Also, each Sunday contest will feature three face paintings and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846. Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the money and focus the ballpark for a fresh and unique Jumbo Shrimp wants to help you host and come together with them. Whether it's a field, a house lounge, or a spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for you. Also, nothing is out of the realm of possibility. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect venue. If you can pick it up, we can make it happen. With the prime location of the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting a real one. Call the party, call the back rally, and more information. Contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Madden, 904-374-4774 or David@jackshrimp.com.
Hey there, I'm Jacksonville third baseman Jordan Bush, and you're tuned into Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Scoreless game, top of the third. Jacksonville and Charlotte. Ryan Weathers dueling so far with Brent Honeywell Jr. Eric Gonzalez, right-hand batter, leads off. Former Jumbo Shrimp last year. The pitch is a fastball. 92 miles per hour on the inside corner. And it's 0-1. Eric Gonzalez wants to challenge that. And so that gets put up on the video board. And that was a strike on the inside corner. So Gonzalez was really a team favorite last year. I mean, he's really a respected guy. And the clubhouse works incredibly hard. 0-1 in the way. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-2. So there was a game Jacksonville was playing in Durham last year. And a lot of the kids will ask for baseballs throughout the game or early in batting practice. 0-2 is hooked foul at the left field line. And we'll do it again. And so Gonzalez got a ball at some point early in the game. And he tried to throw it to a little girl about 10 years old. And somebody else reached in front of the girl and took the baseball from him. Little kid. The 0-2. Fastball at the knees, inside corner, called strike three. Second punch out for Weathers. And there's one away here in the third. Batter's Laz Rivera. So anyway, this adult takes away baseball, and this little girl starts bawling. And Gonzalez went over and he said, listen, my next one, I'm giving it to you, and I'm going to make sure you get it. Here's pitch to Rivera. Line shot down the right field line. It's a fair ball. Rolling to the corner. Encarnacion digs it out down there. Rivera heads to second. It's a one-out double. There's the second hit for the Knights. And the top of the order comes in, Jose Rodriguez. So Rivera's shooting one the other way. So anyway, sure enough, Gonzalez gets a ball later in the game, and he makes a beeline over, and he this time makes sure this young lady gets the baseball. And now she's on cloud nine. Well, it turns out that this little girl was from England, and the Jumbo Shrimp Durham Bulls game she was at last year, pitched to Rodriguez, breaking ball in the dirt, it's ball one, was her first ever baseball game. And she had gone to visit her grandparents who live in the Raleigh-Durham area. And she was so elated at getting this baseball from Eric Gonzalez that when they were packing their bags to go back to England the next day. 1-0. Swing and a miss. A changeup beneath the zone. It's 1-1. She refused to put the baseball in her suitcase. She slept with it to then bring into the airport the next day on the flight all the way back to England. 1-1. Ground ball left side. Diving stop to his left for the blow. Gets up. Goes to first. It's offline. And Rodriguez is safe. So a terrific beginning of the play by LeBlanc to get to that ball. But his throw to first was way to the right. Johnson had to come off the bag just to make sure it didn't go by him. And there's first and second, one out. And here's the left-hand batting Nasloni, and they do score an error there. It's a tough error. Scoreless here in the top of the third. And the grandparents wrote a letter to Eric Gonzalez thanking him for this. They said, you don't understand what this means to her. This is her most cherished possession she has. I mean, and he didn't realize. He didn't know, right? He just wanted to make a girl's day. Here's the pitch to Nasloni. Lifted foul over the screen behind home plate. And it's 0-1. But, you know, he talked about when he was a little boy going to baseball games in the Dominican Republic and those little gestures. And now as a professional player, what that can mean. He just tries to look for kids. The 0-1. Breaking ball at the letters in the inside corner. It's 0-2. And, you know, he was thrilled he made that kind of impact. He didn't want to take any credit. He just said it was the right thing to do. And obviously the family, they thought it was a monumental thing. And it speaks to the character of Eric Gonzalez. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball way off the plate. And slowly chased it. Weathers has three punch outs. Two down here in the top of the third, first and second, and here's Xavier Fernandez, the right-hand hitter. Gonzalez got to play with his hero, Albert Pujols, in winter ball a couple off seasons ago, and you know that was how his dreams were made, was to be in the same clubhouse as Pujols and interact with him. The pitch, fastball up and in, it's ball one. Every time these two teams get together, there's just a beeline of players who make their way to the Charlotte side during batting practice to say hello to Gonzalez. And obviously, best of luck to him going into the offseason. Here's the 1-0. Left it foul. First base side and out of play. It's 1-1. He's just an all-around good guy. One and one the count. Rivera on second, Rodriguez on first. No score, top of the third. Weathers looks at second, here's the 1-1. Line back to the screen, foul, it's 1-2. Shadows cover the playing surface. sun sets beyond the third base side of this ballpark. It's a beautiful night, 85 degrees. Little breeze in from left. And at this time, 7:15 here in Jacksonville, roughly about 40 minutes or so away from the sunset, and starting to get those golden clouds out above us. The 1-2. Fastball upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Zavala on deck. Weather stands tall, the first base out of the rubber. Looks at second again, 2-2. Fastball down and in, and the count is full. And Allen is talking with Mark Bass, the home plate umpire, but he is not challenged. So 3-2 with two outs means a head start for the runners. Fernandez, really good hitter. Recently promoted to AAA, he's batting .369. 3-2, runners go, and the pitch is bounced foul into the third base dugout of Jacksonville. And we'll do it again. Fernandez began his career in the Kansas City Royals organization. Signed by the White Sox as a free agent in 2019. He's 27 years old. Really good hitter. They can use him as a catcher if they need to. He also plays first. He's at first tonight. 3-2 again. Fastball up and away. Ball four. So Fernandez checked his swing. And that loads the bases with two outs for Zavala. Rivera goes second to third. Rodriguez first to second. And Fernandez out at first. Zavala, right-hand batter. Bounced out to short. Weathers has eight outs in the game. Three from strikeouts, and then five from groundouts. Pitch to Zavala. Pop foul over the screen behind home plate. It's 0-1. Early on, we're scoreless, top of the third. A game Jacksonville really could use. Wouldn't say it's must win, but it's about as close as you can get. 18 games to go after this one with a really tough schedule ahead. 0-1. Fastball up and in, a ball and a strike. At Norfolk next week. Tides are playing really well right now. Home against Gwinnett to close the season. Stripers are playing very well right now. And then at Nashville to close the campaign after the home schedule closes with Gwinnett. 1-1. Fastball outside, ball two. And the Sounds are playing very well right now. So it's not going to be easy for Jacksonville down the stretch. All three of those teams have records above 500 in the second half. Bases loaded, two out. Weathers down in the count, 2-1. Here's the pitch to Zavala. Swing and a foul into the middle of the catcher, Alfaro, and it's 2-2. Perez on deck. If he comes up to the plate here in the top of the third, it would mean at least a run for the Knights. Open stance for Zavala, the 2-2. Fisted foul into the Knights dugout on the first base side, and we'll do it again. Charlotte heads back home to play Durham next week, and that's big because from Jacksonville's perspective, how do you gain ground on the Bulls if they're beating up on the Knights? They need the Knights to find their winning ways next week. The 2-2. Liner in the air to center. Myers back a few strides. Has a beat on it. And wheels it in near his left shoulder. Side retired. No runs. One hit. And bases left loaded. Middle of the third. No score. Jacksonville and Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS.
Strike out with Get the Home Loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy loan today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 6 military appreciation nights throughout the season. On April 30th, May 25th, June 13th, July 25th, August 30th, and April 14th. After military members, veterans, and dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Mayor's Direction Box Office and the Bay's Open
Five-star club team and souvenir store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Five-star club team and souvenir store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. It is also open during the week at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com. Licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Hi, this is pitcher Jeff Lindgren, and you are listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Home half of the third inning. No score. Pitch to Encarnacion from Honeywell. Righty-righty breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Encarnacion, Hinojosa, Mangum, 8-9-1 in the order. Honeywell back to work from the first base side. Hands to the belt. And the 0-1. Breaking ball outside. One ball and one strike. So we told you about Brent Honeywell. 4 elbow surgeries in 4 years. And first one was Tommy John, the 1-1. Breaking ball down and away. 2-1. He starts coming back and his elbow bone just snaps. That was a really particularly painful one. He had a third surgery for nerve issues. Here's the 2-1. Lifted foul. First base side net of play. And it's 2-2. And then he had arthroscopic surgery to clean up some scarring and other problems. And, you know, he came in arguably the best young pitching prospect in the major league or the minor leagues in 2017. And didn't pitch for a long time. The 2-2. Change up. At the letters, inside corner, called strike 3. Encarnacion wants the challenge. And so that one's on the video board in left, and it was just inside. So the Cats 3-2. Well, that was off the plate by a whisker. So he was a guy who was always very confident. But his teammates really grew to admire him because of his optimism and because of the way he would continue to come back from a lot of these injuries. 3-2. Line shot in to right, base hit. So Encarnacion on the challenge. Able to get a second life, and then he picks up a single. Second hit for Jacksonville. We're scoreless here in the third. And up comes C.J. Hinojosa, right-hand batter. Honeywell said, listen, I knew I was going to get there one way or another, even from the very beginning, and I was going to be the best version of myself. Pitch to Hinojosa, a swing and a miss, and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. How many guys would overcome 2 surgeries, let alone 4? Didn't pitch for 4 years. It was more than 1,200 days between outings for him. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball to third on one hop. Backhanded by Mondu. Goes to second one. Relay on to first. It's a double play. 5-4-3. Nicely done by Mondu on a one-hopper that he kind of fell back on, but he was able to glove it near his cap and fire strong to second. Good relay from Rodriguez to first. So two out, nobody on. We're scoreless. Top of the order, Jake Mangum coming up. Left-hand batter. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball up and away, ball one. He made his major league debut April 11th, 2011. Pitched two shutout innings. And for the Rays, the team that drafted him, the 1-0. Line towards third, over a leaping Mondu and in the left for a base hit. So Mangum is on. Second hit of the inning, but after the double play, there's two outs. Runner on first and we're scoreless. And here's Charles LeBlanc, a right-hand batter. After his second elbow surgery, Honeywell went to a game at Truist Park, the home of the Atlanta Braves, with his mom. He missed baseball so much. Here's the pitch to LeBlanc. Breaking ball right through the wickets of the catcher Zavala, all the way to the backstop, and Mangum moves up to second. So Zavala just let that one go five hole. Honeywell just wanted to watch what he'd been sidelined from doing, and he sat near the Braves on deck circle. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball downstairs. It's ball two, and it was tough for him because he was still only two surgeries in. He didn't know, obviously, that there was going to be a pandemic coming to deal with in addition to that. And he's watching guys he pitched against in the minor league start for the Braves, the 2-0. Fastball on the outside corner. It's 2-1. Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna. He had seen pitching for AA Montgomery against Mississippi and High A Port Charlotte. 2-1. Here it comes. Little number roll towards first, waiting back out of Fernandez on the cutout. He fields and barely wins the race to first with LeBlanc to retire the side. No runs, two hits, one runner left on base. End of three here in Northeast Florida. Jacksonville, 0, and Charlotte, 0 on the Joe Buscher Network, powered by FIX. Such as $0 for commercial installation and residential systems come with just $1.99 installed. Customer service is their highest priority. Security Center USA provides lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting-edge technology is available today. Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com. Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, let's catch you all the time. The latest news and updates about the organization. Click that follow button at Jacksonville on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
When injury or trouble comes, what do you look for in the law? Lawyer recognized as a board certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't have to charge you for every step? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney with personal unique? I'm John Fox. Give me a call 444-4444 or visit FloridaJustice.com. Office is Jacksonville.
Hi, this is Jacob Meyer, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Show Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome into the 4-4-4, 4-4-4-4, fourth inning, brought to you by the law offices of Phillips Hunt, Walker, and Hannah. Be sure to visit FloridaJustice.com. The number to call is 904-444-4444. Phillips Hunt, Walker, and Hannah committed to justice. No score. Top of the fourth inning, Carlos Perez leads off. Right-hand batter, and he swings at the first pitch from Weathers, a left-hand thrower. And a granted foul into the Jacksonville dugout on the third base side. And it's 0-1. Charlotte's got a lefty up in their bullpen. It's Garrett Dávila. So Honeywell might be done after three really good innings. The pitch is low, and it's 1-1. Honeywell only yielding three hits. No walks and one strikeout. The 1-1 to Perez. Fastball down and in. It's ball two. Dávila, the guy who used to start and bump to the bullpen. The 2-1. Breaking ball inside. It's ball three. Perez, then Mondo, then Frazier here at the top of the four. The 3-1. Ground ball is short, circling to his right. Amaya fields it, snaps it on to first. And there's one out. Perez set down, and Nate Mondo, left-hand batter, coming in. These two teams have played 23 times this year. Jacksonville is 13-10 against the Charlotte Knights. Thibodeau always plays Jacksonville tough. They play hard for their coaching staff. Breaking ball in the inside corner called strike one. Justin Jerschele, his first year as the manager here, used to play in the White Sox organization. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball low and away. One ball and one strike. His dad, a longtime coach of the Royals staff, was on the Major League staff when the Royals won the World Series in 2015. The 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball, hit in the air to center, not deep. Meyer starting in. And now he makes the catch. That was two down. Two really quick outs. Right-hand batting Frazier. No score here in the top of the fourth. The Royals actually retired, or at least inducted, I should say, Ned Yost into their Hall of Fame this weekend. The manager of that 2015 Royals team. Here's the pitch to Frazier. Fastball at the bottom of the zone, called strike one. So the Royals beat the Mets to win the World Series, their first since 85. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball in the outside corner of the knees, called strike two. They had lost in an epic seven-game series to the Giants the previous year. Madison Bumgarner had that extraordinary postseason. The 0-2, fastball up and in, one ball and two strikes. Second baseman Hinojosa up the middle. 1-2, fastball inside, 2-2. That golden light right now is going right off the Matthews Bridge in right center field. Normally it's a dark shade of red. 2-2. Change up, up and away, and the count is full. It's like it's gilded right now out there. Two out and nobody on, no score, top of the fourth inning. Jacksonville and Charlotte, here's the payoff pitch. Ground ball up the middle, and through to center, base hit. So a hard hit ball off the bat of Frazier, 104 exit velocity. And here comes the right-hand batting Gonzalez. Three hits now for the Knights. Looked like Hinojosa at second base. He was playing up the middle there, and he was almost screened by the pitcher Weathers, and he couldn't see that ground ball, and he, I think, initially went to his left before diving to his right. Here's the pitch to Gonzalez. Little number down the first baseline. Johnston comes in about a third of the way down the line, fields it, and then reverses course, tags the pillow, side retired. No runs in. One runner left, middle of the fourth, still scoreless. Jacksonville and Scott and Charlotte, the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
For the early sunrise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Jumbo Shrimp are excited to upgrade their ticketing experience in 2023 for all of Crustacean Nation. The club is welcoming a digital ticketing experience for fans to easily and securely buy, access, and share tickets with friends and family from both their computer and smartphones. Simply head to jackshrimp.com and find the Management Tickets tab. tab on the page, or from a smartphone, your tickets can be easily accessed via the MILB First Pitch app. Just select Jumbo Shrimp as your favorite team, scroll down, and click the Manage My Tickets tab. From there, it's easy to scan tickets from your smartphone or have them printed to be shown at the gate. And always remember, you can find tickets for any home game at jackshrimp.com. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
Hey there, I'm Jacksonville infielder Garrett Hampson. You're tuned into Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Oh man, for the fourth inning. Jacksonville and Charlotte are scoreless, heart of the order, and a new pitcher for the Knights, Garrett Davila, into the game. Left-handed at 6 feet 2, 180 pounds. So Brent Honeywell, three scoreless innings, no runs on three hits. Did not walk a batter and struck out once. He threw really well in his Knights debut. And now Davila into the game. He's from Belmont, North Carolina. So it's about a half hour outside of Charlotte. Pitching in his home area. Third base side, rocks and fires. And Johnston swings and smacks the first pitch into left center for a base hit. Rivera playing way near the line. Takes a long time to get to the ball, but the left fielder finally does and relays it back in quickly to hold Johnston to a leadoff single. Scoreless here, bottom of the fourth inning. This is the 4-4-4, 4-4-4 fourth inning. Brought to you by the law offices of Phillips, Hunt, Walker, and Hanna. Be sure to visit FloridaJustice.com. The number to call, 904-444-4444. Phillips, Hunt, Walker, and Hanna committed to justice. Pitch to Alfaro. Change up down and into the righty, and it's 1-0. Davila made 17 starts, and he really struggled. Got bumped to the bullpen. His ERA is over 7, 2-9 record. Opponents are batting over 300 against him, the 1-0. A foul over the screen behind home plate, and it's 1-1. So 105 hits allowed in 86 innings. He's also walked 42, so been a lot of traffic on the bases against Davila. Holds up high, and the 1-1. Looped in the air, foul down the first base side, and out of play, and it's 1-2. He works in the extreme third base side of the pitcher's rubber, so really, he's almost throwing from the left side of second base, only his toes are on the rubber. Runner on first, nobody out. Scoreless here in the bottom of the fourth. And then 1-2. Breaking ball inside, nearly hit Alfaro. He backed out of the way. It's 2-2. Davila has also given up 18 home runs, more than any other pitcher on the active roster for the night. So I mean, everybody is teeing off on him. So they're hoping the move to the bullpen helps. 2-2. He holds up high. Looks at first. And now time is called at home plate by Alfaro. So he's still kind of a piggyback role with Honeywell going three innings today. Two and two from Davila. Here's the pitch. Changeup is whacked in a line down the left field line, trickling all the way into the corner. Rivera loses his cap, couldn't get out. Johnston getting waved around third. The relay is called. It's an RBI double for Jorge Alfaro, and the lead is now Jacksonville in front, 1-0 here in the fourth. So a bullet base hit by Johnston. And then a bullet double into the corner by Alfaro. And here's Austin Allen. Davila in his last three outings. I mean, this is actually incredible how much he's gotten just destroyed on the mound. Pitch to Allen. Breaking ball off the plate. He couldn't check his swing, and it's 0-1. They were starts, and Davila gave up 20 runs on 27 hits in 13 innings. Wow. The 0-1. Breaking ball bounced to first. Coming in Fernandez. Fields back left of the pillow and taps it for the out. Alfaro moves to third. So he's 90 feet away with one out. And here's Dave Myers. Opponents hitting 443 against Tommy. In his last three outings. So, I mean, in particular right now, he's coming in struggling. And infield comes halfway for Charlotte. They're down a run here. Man on third, one out of the fourth. The pitch. Myers, a big cut, but he waves through a breaking ball beneath the zone, and it's 0-1. Outfield a bit the other way. Davila holds up high. Here's the 0-1. Change up in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Amaya on deck. Gorgeous night here in Jacksonville. Good crowd here as well. Well, 1-1. Hit in the air, foul. First base on net of play, and it's 1-2. It's the final Baptist Health Sunday Family Fun Day of the season, so there's a huge contingent of fans having a catch in the field after, or rather before the game and after the game. A lot of kids here to run the bases. Here's the 1-2. Davila to Myers. He kicks and slings it in. Fastball chopped to second. Off the foot of Rodriguez. Carrying the first glove flip is in time for the out. What a play. Alfaro scores in third, and it's 2-0 here in the fourth. So Rodriguez playing halfway. A hard hit ground ball to his left. It kicked off his mitt, but over to first base. He chased it down with a glove flip. Was able to get Myers at first to at least get the second out of the inning, but a run comes in, and it's 2-0. And here comes Amaya, right-hand swinger. Bases are clear now. Here's the pitch from Davila. Fastball is inside, and it's ball one. Guess it's making lemonade out of lemons if you're Jose Rodriguez. Nearly was going to be another man on. The 1-0 is lifted foul over the screen behind home plate. And it's 1-1. And nice job to stick with it, as they tell the kids playing Little League. One ball, one strike. Outfield to pull. Here's the pitch. And a changeup on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Encarnacion is on deck. One, two from Davila. Breaking ball, line to left center. That'll get down for a base hit. So birthday boy Amaya's got a single. Third hit of the inning. And here comes the right-hand batting Encarnacion. So Jacksonville having with three hits against Honeywell. And then Davila, who again has been a punching bag of late for opponents, has served up three hits here in the inning. It's 2-0 Jacksonville. Lefty against righty. The pitch to Encarnacion. Breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, called strike one. Jacksonville out hitting Charlotte 6-3. Big hole right side of the infield. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. It's 0-2. Encarnacion kind of naturally shoots the ball that way. That's where his second inning, check that, third inning single was through. But Rodriguez, maybe about three or four steps up the middle. 0-2. Encarnacion lines it foul. First base side net of play, and we'll do it again. So two in the fourth here for Jacksonville. That's broken it open. And lead 2-0. Two out and a runner on first. And the count is 0-2. They need this game. You can't sprint a series at home against a team that is 13-43 in the second half. All due respect to Charlotte, they continue to play hard. They've got some interesting pieces on this team, but you got to take care of business if you want to make a playoff run. 0-2. Swing and a miss and a changeup off the plate. Strike three. Side retired. But Jacksonville picks up two runs on three hits. They leave a man. End of four. It's 2-0 Shrimp over the Knights on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than a baseball team. One-to-One Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the events happening at One-to-One Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family coffee.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, baseball, and batting practices, and many more. Follow all the events happening at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark this year. Stay tuned for jackshrimp.com. Follow at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join five-star friends on every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark for Good Is Everywhere Wednesdays. The Jumbo Shrimp and five-star credit union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy-one-get-one ticket special each Wednesday when showing a ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric Box Office. ViStar, Good Is Everywhere Wednesdays are 1-2-1
Hey, I'm Jacksonville left-handed pitcher Robert Garcia. You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
The fifth inning, Jacksonville leading Charlotte. It's 2-0. And it's the 9-1-2 batters in the Knights order. Rivera, Rodriguez, and Neslone. And this is the final Baptist Health Sunday Family Fun Day of the season. These are a favorite, I think, for all families throughout the year because it's so kid-friendly. You've got catching the field before the game, on the field, pitcher Rivera. Fastball down and in, ball one. There's a face painter on the concourse. There's kids run the bases after the game. And it's put on by our friends at Baptist Health. And one of those friends is Aaron Meary, the 1-0. Fastball in, tight ball two. He's the Vice President, Chief Digital Information Officer. Hey, Aaron, thanks for coming by. How's everything for you guys today?
It's fantastic. Thanks for having us here. Great game, great ball. Great job, Shrimp. They're on a roll.
They're on a roll and looking to win the series. 2-0 is a fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's 2-1. And your daughter here, yes. Had an excellent first pitch today.
She set the tone today. Say hello, Morgan.
Hi.
Yeah, 8 years old on the 31st. Glad to be here and setting a good tone for the Shrimp.
So we needed her positive presence. Happy birthday, Morgan. So, for those who don't know, Baptist Health, I mean, obviously they work with us, longtime partners. 3-1 is lifted foul, first base side, net of play. But I think for people who use Baptist Health, who go to Baptist Health, it's an incredible experience. And one of those things is the healthcare system. It's overwhelming, but you guys make it easy to book appointments, to do pretty much anything. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So I'll tell you, one of the things Baptist takes pride on is giving back to the city of Jacksonville and this community. And just like the Shrimp are on a roll, so is Baptist. To that end, we released a new app that allows folks to be able to navigate the entire healthcare system and come into Baptist where you want it, when you want it. And on top of the things is that if you download the Baptist Access app, you get instantaneous access to book your appointments. You don't have to wait. You don't have to sit there and go, how do I get here? Where am I supposed to go? You get all those things at your fingertips. And also for those coming to this area, because Jacksonville is one of the fastest growing cities in the country, imagining to find a pediatrician for your kids getting ready for school or whatever else. There you go. Fingertips access to Baptist Health. Go download Baptist Access app and you'll rock and roll like the Shrimp are.
That's really cool. So pitch to Rodriguez, swinging a miss to tell one. Rivera flew out to right field. So you mentioned you can find a pediatrician. What else can you do on this app?
Absolutely. So you can, of course, find your way around. So wayfinding, where am I going to go? As well as take a look at who's the right doctor for me. So if I need to get my checkup as an adult, if I need to be able to do my follow-ups, if I need to get my parents to be seen, wow. Everything from our AgeWell clinics all the way down to our Wolfson Children's Hospital, which we're so fond of this community, all of it's available to you right then and there.
So how did you guys get this idea? Because I haven't heard of any other entity. There's a lot of stuff here in Florida, or obviously across the country. This seems to be a kind of
game changer.
Yeah.
It's a game changer. And I'll tell you, it's listening to our patients, right? One thing we're very proud of is listening to this community. We are the preferred healthcare leader for Northern Florida, and we've been here for over 65 years.
Wow.
When you have that kind of history and pedigree, just like Shrimp, you're listening to your fans, you're listening to your customers, you're listening to your patients. That's where it came from, is our patients asking for this.
This is Aaron Meary joining us right now. He's the VP and Chief Digital Information Officer with Baptist Health. So, Aaron, were there snafus? I mean, it's tough to roll a nap. What was that process like for you guys?
Absolutely. There are always a snafus when it comes to technology, but when you have a great community behind you and you're partnering, your flawless execution is what matters the most, right? Just like you may have a foul ball you hit here in the outside inning or whatever else, doesn't matter as long as you win the game, and that's
right.
Where we are.
Pitch is lifted to left. Mangum to his left, reels it in, and there's two outs. Mizzoloni, a left-hand batter coming in. How long have you been with Baptist Health for?
A little over 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what has been the most fulfilling experience so far in your time there?
The community. It is amazing how Jacksonville's opened their arms and embraced us. My wife's a third-grade school teacher in St. Johns County. I have two daughters, one of them here being here, Morgan. They are thriving. We're loving it here. It's the beach, and it's gorgeous. What's not to love about Jacksonville?
And you're coming in post-pandemic, so I'm sure that there were, what do we do to get through this? And then this is one of those solutions, which is fantastic in terms of listening to the people you interact with.
Precisely correct. And also the fact, making sure that the community knows we're here for them every step of the way. And you're right. Post-pandemic, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear as folks get back to normalcy. But Baptist is that one stable constant that's always been part of this community, making sure they're by your side through thick and thin. That, you can't speak for a better organization. That's one of the primary reasons I came here, to be part of that and part of this community.
Are you from Jacksonville?
No, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, actually.
Wow.
So close enough.
Added the Ville on it.
That's right. Added the Ville to it. So it took me a little while to get here, hot minute, but I'm glad to be here and loving it.
Pitch on the way to Mizzoloni is low and away, and it's at the bottom of the zone, excuse me. It's 2-2. Two out, nobody on, 2-0. That's saying something. I think your first impression, it sounds like, of this area was how important the community is to Baptist, to the Jumbo Shrimp, obviously to other businesses throughout Northeast Florida.
Precisely correct. It's a family-oriented community, grounded in tradition, grounded in good values, and they believe in promoting from within and making sure this diverse community is supported. Not many cities have that pedigree. Not many communities have that pedigree, and this state thrives on that. And seeing my girls thrive here, seeing us as a family thrive here, that's a win-win.
Mizzoloni fouls it back. You mentioned promoting from within. So we've heard from all these different people associated with Baptist all season long. Everybody has got great things to say about the culture there. What is your experience so far?
Culture is top shelf. It is fantastic. I'll tell you, when you come in and you feel like you've been there already for a decade, I've only been there 2 years, when you get to know folks on a personal level, when our CEO takes the time and is shaking hands and rounding with people at midnight to make sure all shifts, all people, all walks of life know that we're there for them, that says a lot. And I've been part of some storied organizations in my past. Nothing compares to what I've seen at Baptist, and no city thus far compares to what I've seen with Jacksonville.
Mizzoloni drawing a walk, so he's on first with two outs. Here's Xavier Fernandez, a right-hand batter. It's 2-0 Jacksonville. We are in the top of the fifth inning in a meeting on the mound. Jeremy Powell, the pitching coach, out to talk with Ryan Weathers and catcher Jorge Alfaro, who's just giving Fernandez a hug on his way to the mound, and there's a right-hander up in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen as well. So Jackson, Mississippi is well known for, obviously, the Mississippi Braves, a former rival of the Jumbo Shrimp. Did you check out any games of Pearl?
Absolutely. Great, great, great season. Great. I'm not a big Braves fan, but a great club. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Marlins fan by heart.
Right.
But net, great club. And there's something to be said for the AAA, AA, AAA division teams. they just played a hard out. Another great team, Fisco Rough Riders, right? Another group I saw, right? The group out in Worcester, you know, out near Boston, they feed into the Red Sox. All these different teams truly making a mark on baseball and helping the next generation to really fall in love with the game. You can't take away from that. That's fantastic.
That's what it's all about.
It is.
People are just like your daughter throwing out the first pitch today.
And crushing it, too. I think it was a changeup. I believe it's what it was.
That's pretty good that she doesn't do that already. 1-0 on, or rather 2-0 on Fernandez now from Weathers. What's the next step? You talk about the app.
Yeah.
What about the future, maybe digitally, for Baptist Health?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're all in on digital, and all the way from being able to book an appointment immediately online to seeing a physician that same day with telehealth appointments, being able to do mental health, mental screening. As you saw, the governor recently awarded Baptist Health a large grant to expand our mental health division for pediatrics, making sure we can see the kids at the right place at the right time. The reality is there's a pressing need in this community for more access, more providers, and the good news is the entire state of Florida and everybody's behind Baptist to do that and making sure that no one person goes untouched or unhelped when they need it their most.
Go to first and Nesloni diving back in. 2-0 Jacksonville, top of the fifth. Aaron Meary with Baptist Health joining us right now. Weathers holds the ball in his left hand behind his back and the hands come together at the belt. 2-0 on Fernandez. Here's the pitch. Line back to the screen foul and we'll do it again. It's interesting. Digital is kind of the way, and you talked about mental health.
Yep.
That is such a huge emphasis, and I know you guys are at the forefront of that as well.
We are, as well as I would say that the need of unmet demand, right? It's amazing how many disconnected folks live in rural parts of the state that need access. So how do you make sure you help even them? And maybe they don't have broadband internet. Maybe they don't have cellular connectivity. How do you reach out and touch them? We're really working hard on making sure that no single person goes untouched in an equitable manner. And
how would you
folks.
Do that, actually?
Well, so a lot of ways, right? So via traditional telephony, sending people to their homes, right? We have a great Baptist at Home program where we help folks in their house, taking care of them there. And as well as making sure that you see them from being a pediatric patient all the way through, you know, old age and elderly part of life. You're always with them. When I have that kind of data on you, I can make sure I anticipate. Do you need food? Do you need help? What do you need help access?
Fernandez strikes out. Inning over. Aaron, it was a pleasure to
talk
to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Where can people go to find out more information and download your new app?
Yeah, so Baptist Access is available on the Apple Store or Android, Google Play Store. Always accessible to you. Or go to BaptistJax.com, and all the information is right then and there.
Aaron, thank you again.
Thanks for having us.
That's Aaron Meary, the Vice President, Chief Digital Information Officer with Baptist Health. In the top of the fifth inning, no runs, no hits, a runner left. Middle of the fifth, we're halfway home. Jacksonville leading Charlotte 2-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games with the best happy hour on the first quarter. Each Thirsty Thursday, the family purchase $2.16 and $3.24 product on the Jacksonville Price of Meat, Dodge Ranch, Park, Trail, Rated Terrace, Oasis Concession Stand, and Right Field Bleachers.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members when using their CFCU credit or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for-Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Hey there, I'm Jacksonville catcher Austin Allen. You're tuned into Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-0 Jacksonville, and C.J. Hinojosa takes a first-pitch breaking ball up high from Garrett Davila. Jumbo Shrimp scoring both their runs in the fourth, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball in near the hands at 90. That's 0-2. Two runs, six hits in error for the Jumbo Shrimp. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Knights. Davila is 26 years old. The 0-2 in the way. Swing and a miss. A fastball off the plate, strike three. So, the host of down swinging, there's one out. Bottom of the fifth inning, and here comes the top of the order, Jake Mangum rolling in. We mentioned this earlier, Ryan Weathers, Jacksonville's starting pitcher, he was married on November 6th. Pitch to Mangum. Change up outside, and it's ball one. Well, Davila was married November 6th. The 1-0 swinging a grounder foul. The backstop behind home plate. It's 1-1 in Hillsborough, North Carolina. And he and his wife, Michaela, have a baby girl. 1-1 on Mangum. Switch hitter from the right side. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Shrimp by two. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth inning. Davila signed with the White Sox in the offseason prior to the 2022 campaign. Here's the 1-2. Fisted foul to the netting behind home plate, and we'll do it again. Outfield a bit the other way. The 1-2. Breaking ball at the knees. Out of the half. Called strike three. So Davila has struck out three in a row. Two out. Nobody on here in the fifth. There's a right-hander up in the bullpen. Looks like Tommy Nance, who the Marlins have not announced on this roster, but he's here. We've known about it. So Nance is up. And the pitch to LeBlanc. Changeup is low. It's ball one. So Ryan Weathers might be done after five innings for Jacksonville. One on two pitches, so that would be about right. Here's the 1-0. Line back to the screen foul. And it's 1-1. Weathers, no runs on three hits in his five innings. Two walks and four strikeouts. Another really good start for him. Here's the 1-1. Fastball at the letters in the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Sky's slowly fading here. Dark shade of blue right now. The 1-2. Changeup just a bit outside, and the count levels at 2-2. Final meeting these two teams this year. And, you know, we've talked about this at points. Charlotte is one of the best places to go in minor league baseball. Maybe in all of baseball. Gem of a ballpark. 2-2. Breaking ball outside of the count is full. City is fantastic. And we've got a staff there that really makes you feel at home. Big thanks to Tommy Viola, Matt Swirad, Mike Pacheco, Jay Barnhouse, the 3-2. Breaking ball outside, ball four. To a walk, LeBlanc is on. Here's the left-hand batting, Johnston. We'll miss those guys. Looking forward to seeing them in 2024. But, you know, each of those four in particular really made every visit to Charlotte a treat. And I should also mention Laura Wolf. The Knights also excellent photographer, Kendall Smith, in their front office as well, does a great job hosting at Truist Field. Pitch to Johnston, swinging a ground ball foul to the backstop behind home plate. It's 0-1. So these two teams will see each other again in 2024. Play in April next year. 0-1 on Johnston. Breaking ball on the outside corner. And so a two. So a series here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, the 9th through the 14th. Then they meet in June in the Queen City, the 0-2. Fastball at the belt, outside corner, called strike three. And then retires the side. Then they have a home-and-home in July, around the 4th of July. July 1st through the 3rd here, 4th through the 6th in Charlotte. And then they close their road schedule in Charlotte, September 10th through the 15th. So a lot of meetings between these two teams in 2024. Dobbin was strikes out three in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, one runner left on base. End of five. It's 2-0 Jacksonville over Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Affordable Family Fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
Hi, this is Brian Hoeing, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN.
Tommy Nance is the new pitcher for Jacksonville. Here at the top of the sixth inning, it's 2-0 to Jumbo Shrimp in front of the Knights. So Ryan Weathers, five shutout frames, he threw 102 pitches. No runs on three hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. Tommy Nance has been an injury-riddled season for him. 6'6", 235-pound right-hander. First pitch to the first base side. Fastball in tight to Zavala, right-hand batter, and it's 1-0. So Nance is not pitching the major leagues. He's, well, two games in the FCL, four with low A Jupiter, five with double A Pensacola. 1-0. Fastball up and in. It's ball two. Well, the guy who is on the Marlins 40-man roster. 2-0. And the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. It's 2-1. Nance, 1.20 ERA across those two levels. 15 innings, 15 strikeouts, 4 walks, 9 hits allowed. One of the great stories in baseball. 2-1. Breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. It's 2-2. Is Tommy Nance. From Long Beach, California. And 2-2. One foul. First base side now to play. We'll do it again. Nance was pitching in college at Santa Clara. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a foul at home plate, and we'll do it again. It's 2012. He was a starter, 15 starts out of 16 appearances, 4.21 ERA. 2-2. Fastball up and away, and the count is four. And guy who had a variety of injuries, a 3-2, line towards short, and snared by the Meyer for the out. So here comes Carlos Perez, right-hand hitter. The pitcher, Nance, changeup up and in. It's ball one. So Nance pitches 2012, 2013. He gets hurt. And missed the entirety of the 2014 season. He thought baseball was over. Well, 1-0. Breaking ball outside. It's ball two. Friend of his said, I want you to try out for an independent league team. And he got him a tryout, so Nance went for 2-0. Line shot towards short off of the arm of Amaya and into left. So Amaya leaped in the air, and the ball kicked off his forearm, I believe, and went behind him. So it is the fourth hit for the Knights, and the tying run comes to the plate. In the top of the sixth inning, and named Mondu. 2-0 Jacksonville, runner on first and one out. Nance goes to this tryout, and first pitch, fastball upstairs at the ball one. He didn't make the team, but essentially somebody knew somebody, and Windy City, another Frontier League team, picked him up. And he pitched there in 2015. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball in the inside corner. 21. When they had off days and the Chicago Cubs were in town, Nance and his teammates would go to Wrigley Field to watch the Cubs. 1-1. Here comes. Fastball outside, ball two. This is a guy undrafted. Major arm injury. Caused him to miss his last year. Really at the end of his last year of college. He didn't pitch in 2014. 2015 doesn't make a team for an independent league team. Gets picked up by another one, a 2-1. Breaking ball downstairs, and it's ball three. And then his numbers in the Frontier League were okay. 4.74 ERA, but the Cubs signed him. So he was going to Chicago Cubs games. And then they signed him in 2016. He was a revelation. Started with short season class at Eugene, the 3-1. Liner towards second, snared by Hinojosa, goes to first out in time. So two out here in the top of the sixth inning. And up comes Frazier, right hand batter. Then he went up to Low A South Bend. He was too good there. Went up to High A Myrtle Beach. He was incredible there. Went up to Double A Tennessee. But then in 2017, he got hurt and he missed the entirety of the season. Came back in 2018, really good for Double-A Tennessee, pitching against Jacksonville. Offered to Frazier, breaking ball, low ball one. 2019, he splits the year, one outing with Myrtle Beach, 30 outings with Tennessee, was all right. Pandemic hits, doesn't pitch at all. 2021, he's throwing fire with Triple-A Iowa. And the Cubs call him up, and he made his debut. The 1-0, fastball outside, ball two. And think about that. This is a guy who was on nobody's radar, who graduated from Santa Clara, didn't pitch for a season because of a major injury, didn't make the team on a tryout for an independent league team, got picked up by another one, signed out of nowhere by the Cubs, the 2-0, fastball at the top of the zone, it's 2-1. Threw really well for a season, then he got hurt again. Came back at 27 in Double A. Double A in 2019 at age 28. Pandemic hits. He still survives that. 2-1. Changeup is high ball 3. And in 2021, made his debut for the Cubs. And what an incredible story. Tommy Nance. They let him go. Designated him for assignment. Spring training 2022. He said he knew he'd get claimed in the Marlins. Happy to scoop him up for 3-1. Fastball outside, ball 4. So a 2-out walk. Perez moves to second. And here comes Eric Gonzalez. Right-hand batter. Now the Jumbo should get their bullpen cranking. Here comes pitching coach Jeremy Powell out to the mound. What an inspiring story. Someone who thought his career was over in college. Austin Roberts is going in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen. Nance also, in particular when he was with the Cubs in 2021, got involved with several different organizations that raised money to combat ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, and it's personal for him. His dad diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, and he's been really, really upfront about that. Pitch to Gonzalez, swing and a miss, and a breaking ball on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Because he wants to continue to raise awareness and funds to combat that. 0-1. Ground the foul to the backstop behind home plate, and it's 0-2. He found out when he was at Santa Clara, he tried to surprise his family with a visit, but nobody was home. And he called his dad, who then broke the news that long. Just such a fighter. The 0-2. Grounded foul to the backstop behind home plate. We'll do it again. Mark Nance, retired firefighter, Air Force veteran, and Tommy said, physically the strongest person I know. 0-2. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone, cold strike 3. Side, retired. Nance has scored the sixth. No runs ahead. Two left. Middle of the sixth inning. Jacksonville 2, Charlotte 1. Jumbo Shrimpers powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fan. DIY Bank is here to help you make your money work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at tiaabank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Hi, this is Chichi Gonzalez, right-handed pitcher. You're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Home after the 6, 2-0 Jacksonville. And a jump. Jumbo Shrimp in the middle third of the order. Farrell, Allen, and Myers leading the Charlotte Knights in a game that they really need. They're three back entering play today. Only 18 to go after this one. The pitch from Davila, lefty, is swinging a miss by Alfaro, and it's 0-1. And you think, okay, three back, 18 to go. It's not easy, but it's doable. But they're in eighth place. The 0-1. Wave and a miss and a high fastball. And it's 0-2. So they have to leapfrog seven teams to claim the second half title. And then play Norfolk in the first round of the only round of the International League playoffs to try to claim the title. Here's the 0-2. A changeup inside. It's ball one. Meanwhile, Austin Roberts is still up in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen, so presumably Nance is done after an inning. Jumbo Shrimp up 2-0 over the Knights in the 1-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, strike three. So one away. At the bottom of the sixth, and up comes Austin Allen. So Davila, he's got five punch outs. Lefty against lefty. A pitch from southpaw. Breaking ball hit deep to right. Frazier going back. Near the wall. The slant over his head. One hops the wall. Allen jogs to second. A one-out double. And that'll bring up Clint Myers. We have mentioned this throughout this series. Clint Frazier plays so shallow in the outfield. And that's a ball that landed on the warning track. If he's playing a normal depth, that's an out. For whatever reason, he plays so shallow. Maybe that works in Charlotte. It's a hitter's ballpark. Dimensions are small. But here, it's an enormous outfield. And that should have been an out. It's 375 to right center. But the ball lands on the warning track. It's got to be an out. Pitch to Myers. Swing and a foul at home plate, and it's 0-1. Now Frazier's backed up a little bit. Lesson learned. But he was playing super shallow in center as well. Did not have a ball hit over his head. Really thankfully for him, because it's 420 to center field. So Davila a little bit unlucky there. 0-1. High drive in the right. Frazier back into his left. This time he has room. And he makes the catch. Allen fakes the tag from second, draws the throw. And Frazier airmails it to third base, but good backup by Davila. And there's two outs. So Jacob Amaya hits. Two out and a runner on second. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jacksonville leads Charlotte 2-0. Davila's third inning of relief. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. Ball one. It was shaky to start off. Gave up two runs pretty much right off the bat in the fourth inning, but since that point, he's settled down pretty nicely. 1-0 in Amaya. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. It's ball two. Here are Encarnacion on deck. Davila way on the third base side of the rubber. 2-0. Here comes. High fly ball into right. Pretty deep. Frazier going back. Edge of the warning track. Makes the catch. Side retired. A double, but nothing more. No runs. One hit. One runner. Left on base. End of the sixth inning. Jacksonville 2. Charlotte nothing on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you could be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp Thing giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more. The Jumbo Shrimp giveaway Saturday lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday means fans can purchase $2 16-ounce and $3 24-ounce products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and Right Field Bleachers.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 6 military appreciation nights throughout the season. On April 30th, May 25th, June 13th, July 25th, August 30th, and September 14th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or day of the game. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
CJ Hinojosa, you tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Late innings here in Northeast Florida. It's 2-0. Another low-scoring game in this series. Jacksonville won the first two contests, 2-1. Game one of a doubleheader on Friday. They lost 4-1. They saw Devin Smeltzer throw a no-hitter in the finale, a 3-0 win. Yesterday they lost 2-1, and here it's 2-0. Austin Roberts, here's the new pitcher into the game for the Jumbo Shrimp. It's the 9-1 and 2 batters in the order. Rivera, Rodriguez, and Nesloni. Righty against righty, the pitcher Roberts, breaking ball at the belt in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Austin Roberts from Sacramento, California. The 0-1. Breaking ball, same spot, same result. It's 0-2. Huge Sacramento Kings fan, as we detailed the other day. All about light the beam. The 0-2. Breaking ball up and away. One ball and two strikes. But a big life moment coming for him this offseason. He's moving in with his fiance in Philadelphia. The 1-2, twisted foul to the screen behind the plate off and running. And we'll do it again. Young fan was able to chase down that baseball. So he's a little nervous, he said, but he's excited. The 1-2, line foul, first base side and out of play. We'll do it again. And his dad is from New Jersey originally. Moved to L.A. Austin was born in Los Angeles. And when he was about 8 years old, he moved to Sacramento. The 1-2. Grounded foul on the third base side. And we'll do it again. 2-0 Jacksonville over Charlotte here at the top of the seventh. But a big life step. Is, you know, he said he's nervous. He's excited. He's also sad. He's never lived outside of California. He normally lives with his dad. 1-2, fastball up and in, 2-2 in the offseason, and now he won't do that. It's the guy, he said, who bring Austin to Dodger Stadium, and they would sit in the bleachers and left and catch batting practice home runs. 2-2 is hit in the air left, it's shallow. Mangum comes in and squeezes near his cap. There's one out of the seventh, and here's Jose Rodriguez. Lefty against righty. Marlins swept the Nationals today. 6-4 in the final, so kind of regaining their footing. They're 70-67, the pitch to Rodriguez. Rocket in the gun at third, knocked down by LeBlanc. Recovers with his bare hand, throws high to first. It pulls Johnson off the bag. And Rodriguez is safe. So a one-out base runner. Terrific play by LeBlanc to knock down that missile. And the throw to first was too high. An error, and tying right at the plate in Nesloni. 2-0 game. So the Marlins are now tied for the last spot in the wild card. And they've got an off day tomorrow. And pitch, fastball up and in, ball one. The Los Angeles Dodgers come to town for three games. Schedule is really tough. Dodgers, Phillies, Brewers, Braves, their next four opponents. Wow. It'll make or break their season. 1-0. Change up, up and away, ball two. Miami is 26-6 over the Nationals the past two seasons. They've won 139 games, and that makes up about 20% of their wins. 2-0. Chopper over the head of Johnston down the first baseline towards the corner. Rodriguez heading to third. Mislini rounds first, slides him feet first ahead of the throw to second. And there's second and third, one out. Jacksonville's lead is two, but Charlotte threatening here in the seventh. And their top hitter, Xavier Fernandez, coming in. So it's a four-way tie for the last wild card spot right now. Arizona, Miami, San Francisco, and Cincinnati. Wow. Only one of those teams can claim that spot. Padres may be getting hot again. They've won three in a row. Here's the pitch. Line back to the screen, foul, and it's 0-1. They're 5.5 back, but still looking pretty slim for them to get back in this. But the Marlins are right there. The 0-1. High fly ball into left. Mangum coming into his left. Camps out under it. Makes the catch. Rodriguez tags in third. Throw to the plate is not in time. Mislini remains at second. Rodriguez scores. Sacrifice fly for Fernandez. Charlotte on the board here in the seventh. Jacksonville's lead is cut to 2-1. Here's Sebi Zavala, right-hand batter. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday evening. Happy Labor Day weekend. First pitch, breaking ball. Inside, it's 1-0. Outfield straight up, the 1-0. Fastball up and away, it's ball two. Charlotte was named as the King's tribute to his queen, King George III. Named it Charlottetown after his wife, Queen Charlotte of Mecklenburg-Strelitz, the 2-0. Fastball upstairs, ball three. So that's where the county, Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, comes from. The Knights, the first ever baseball team in Charlotte, was not the Knights. It was the Charlotte Hornets, and that's because in the Revolutionary War, the British had such a tough time there. 3-0. Up and away, ball four. There's first and second with two outs. 2-1 Jacksonville, and here's Perez arriving. General Cornwallis leading his troops into Charlotte had such resistance that he dubbed Charlotte a hornet's nest of a rebellion. Thus, the first minor league team was named the Hornets. And obviously, the NBA team there now, the Charlotte Hornets. Pitch to Perez. Breaking ball outside. It's ball one. That was in 1780. And then the beginning of the American Gold Rush came in 1799 in Charlotte when a man named Conrad Reed found a 17-pound gold nugget. 1-0. Basketball outside, ball two is the first documented gold finding in the United States and happened in Charlotte. Six in a row out of the zone for Roberts, and Jerry Jeremy Powell, the Jumbo Shrimp pitching coach, back to the mound. We're in downtown Jacksonville, but if you go to a Charlotte Knights game with a beautiful ballpark, it's an uptown Charlotte. So it's confusing because uptown is downtown for every other city. It's where everything happens in Charlotte. And by the name of Jack Wood, said in the 70s, when you go there, you're going up to town. That's the proper name for it. So the 1970s, Wood made a push to preserve that quirk, and he did some intense lobbying, but he convinced the city council to officially designate that area uptown Charlotte. Stuck. 2-0. Fastball outside, ball three. Intelligent. They're on second, two outs. They're on first as well. 3-0. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's 3-1. 3-1 Jackson. Here in the top of the seventh. Three and one from Roberts to Perez. Open stance on the right side of the pitch. A foul over the screen behind home plate. And it's 3-2. Runners will get a head start. That's important to note in a one-run game. Meanwhile, there's a reliever up in the bullpen for the Knights. So Davila might be done. Here's the 3-2. Runners go. Pitches bounce to third. LeBlanc gobbles it up, takes a step, snaps it on the first side. Retired. A run, one hit, and two runners left on base. Spin on the seventh. It's time to stretch. Jacksonville 2 and Charlotte 1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Gate today at 904-388-2696.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of Minor League Baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
For the seventh inning, 2-1 Jacksonville, a nail-biter here with the Charlotte Knights. There's been three games in the first five contests of this series decided 2-1, so Jacksonville bidding for a series win, trying to make it potentially 4-2-1 contests. They've won, by the way, two of the first three. David Garcia, new pitcher, the righty into his windup, offering Encarnacion, a right-hand batter, breaking ball. On the outside corner, it's 0-1. So Garcia, 5'9" right-hander, formerly with the Yankees organization, the 0-1. Two. Lewis in a high fastball, and it's 0-2. White Sox claimed him on waivers. This year, he pitched in two games with the Yankees, a run on four hits and 5 2/3. The 0-2. Breaking ball low and away. One ball and two strikes. Also, 28 games. Only one is a starter with AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre. 1-2. Fastball up and away. It's 2-2. He was a really big revelation as a starting pitcher when he came up in 2020. But struggled in 2021. Struggled in 2022. ERA of almost 7. This year with the Rail Riders, 5.67 ERA, even a bullpen roll. This is his sixth appearance with the 2-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, strike three. He's still got a great arm. That was 97 miles per hour. Here's Hinojosa right here. So it's certainly worthy for the White Sox to take a flyer at Garcia. Domino, by the way, goes 3 innings out of the bullpen. 2 runs on 4 hits. Walked 1 and struck out 5. The pitch. A fastball at the bottom of the zone. Called strike 1. Garcia squares his shoulders to third base. Hands to the belt. Left foot back. He brings it up. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Beautiful sweeper at 79. And it's 0-2. Jacksonville out hitting Charlotte. 7-5, they're outscoring him. 2-1. The 0-2 in the way. Sweeper outside. One out and nobody on. Bottom of the seventh. The Knights split a series last week with Memphis. They're trying to do the same with a win today. The 1-2. Knocked back to the screen. Farrell will do it again. Before that, they had lost 7 consecutive series. Not with this set either. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is upstairs. It's 2-2. The last series win they've had was here, but all the way back in May. The 2-2. Little roller down the third baseline. Kicks foul. They will do it again. So May 23rd to the 28th, they won 4 out of 6 with Jacksonville. They have not won a series since. Today is September 3rd. Only 3 more series to go. Knights come home next week. They play the Durham Bulls. And they host Nashville, the 2-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, strike three. So Garcia has struck out the first 2 here in the 7th. And up comes Mango. That's it. So a 12-game homestand. And Jacksonville really needs him to win as many of those games as possible because Durham's tied for first and Nashville is just behind Jacksonville. Pitch to Mangum, switch hitter from the left side, inside out of the fashion. Third base side and out of play. And they wrap up the year in Memphis. Outfield the other way. The 0-1 from Garcia. Swing and a foul into the mitt of the catcher, Zavala. And it's 0-2. Two out and nobody on. Jacksonville leads by a run here at the bottom of the 7th. Mangum tapping his white cleat to this maple-colored bat. The 0-2. Flared foul down the third base side and out of play. We'll do it again. Meanwhile, Jacksonville in Norfolk next week. They'll depart tomorrow. Come home to play Gwinnett. The 0-2. Fastball up and away for ball one. They close the season in Nashville. So only one more set here. Sixth day for a six-game, five-day series, September 12th through the 16th. Hope to see you here. Final home games of 2023. 1-2 the way. Fastball upstairs, outside. It's 2-2. LeBlanc is out there. The 2-2. Line back to the screen. Fallon will do it again. So a good battle here with Mangum and Garcia. Mangum twirls his bat around once. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. 96 miles per hour from Davey Garcia, who strikes out the side here in the seventh. So really a hard heater, and White Sox really interesting on. Garcia works a perfect seven. Nothing across for Jacksonville. End of seven. It's 2-1. The Shrimp in front of the Knights on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Attention Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you interested in Jacksonville baseball history, the Jumbo Shrimp, International League Baseball, or the Miami Marlins organization? You can find all that at jackshrimp.com. Fans can enjoy feature stories, player analysis, looks around both the International League and the Marlins farm system, and more. That's jaxshrimp.com for all things baseball and the Jumbo Shrimp.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I get to serve in the state I love.
I'm able to put down roots so I can finally build my own workshop.
All while being closer to my friends and family.
I get to give back in the field and at my town's food bank.
I get to learn the differences between a C-130 and an AC-130.
And I get to hear things like this.
I serve part-time and give back in my free time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at goang.com.
Hi, this is pitcher Devin Smeltzer, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Hopefully you like our ballpark. It's... No, yeah, and this is, if you want to listen in, you can. It's muted.
Eighth inning, it's 2-1. Charlotte trailing Jacksonville. Austin Roberts on for a second inning of relief. Pitch to Mondu, breaking ball bouncing into the lefty, and it's 1-0. Just in case of any trouble, Anthony Maldonado is getting loose in the Jacksonville bullpen. 1-0. Fastball strike at the belt in the outside corner. It's 1-1. The Jumbo Shrimp really need this game. They are in eighth place, but they're only three games out. There's only 18 games to go after today. The 1-1. Ground ball to first. Johnston to his right. Snags it near his right shoulder. Underhand flip to Roberts. Covering the pillow. And there's one away. Mondu set down. Here's Frazier, the 7-hole hitter. So the teams at the top, Durham and Lehigh Valley. Durham won today, 6-2 over Nashville. Bulls have won the last two championships in this league and four of the last five. Lehigh Valley is up 7-2 on Syracuse, bottom of the seventh. So the Jumbo Shrimp need to win to keep pace. The pitch, breaking ball outside, ball one. They really trail by four games because both those teams, by virtue of head-to-head record, have the tiebreaker, the 1-0. Breaking ball is low, ball two. But we mentioned they're three games back and they're in eighth place. They still have to leapfrog other teams. So Buffalo entered play a game out of first place. 2-0. Fastball up and in. Check swing and appeal. No swing. It's 2-1. And the Bisons beat Indianapolis 8-3. So you got to keep pace with Buffalo. And then Norfolk's two out, but they already won the first half, so it doesn't truly matter. The 3-0. Fastball, middle of the third, called strike one. St. Paul and Worcester each 2.5 out. And they're in a tie for sixth place. 3-1. Fastball up and in. Ball four. So the tying run is on here in the eighth inning. And former Jumbo Shrimp Eric Gonzalez coming up. And here comes Darren Brown. So that could be it for Austin Roberts, the Jumbo Shrimp manager, on his way to the mound. So St. Paul and Worcester today. This is good news for the Jumbo Shrimp. St. Paul's down 6-5, top of the ninth. Worcester, though, beat Norfolk 5-4. So almost every team in front of Jacksonville in the standings won today. The Jumbo Shrimp lead two as well. They're up 2-1 here at the top of the eighth. The tying run is on first, and they are bringing in a reliever of the year candidate here in the International League. Anthony Maldonado is in. We'll tell you about this big right-hander when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WWK Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WWK today at 904-388-2696.
The Jumbo Shrimp are excited to upgrade their ticketing experience in 2023 for all of Crustacean Nation. The club is welcoming a digital ticketing experience for fans to easily and securely buy, access, and share tickets with friends and family from both their computer and smartphones. Simply head to jackshrimp.com and find the Manage My Tickets tab on the page, or from a smartphone, your tickets can be easily accessed via the MILB First Pitch app. Just select Jumbo Shrimp as your favorite team, scroll down, and click the Manage My Tickets tab. From there, it's easy to scan tickets from your smartphone or have them printed to be shown at the gate. And always remember, you can find tickets for any home game at jackshrimp.com. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
Hi, this is outfielder Jake Mangum, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
2-1 game, Jacksonville leading Charlotte, top of the eighth. Eric Gonzalez batting, and Anthony Maldonado, the new pitcher, righty's first offering. Wave and a miss. He's got that great slider, and Gonzalez chased it. It's 0-1. Maldonado has been so good this season. This is his 29th appearance. He's 5-3, 1.96 ERA. 0-1, runner goes, pitch is swung and missed. Throw to second is in time. Tag the fly by Hannah Hosen is 2-away. So Clint Frazier trying to get into scoring position. But Alfaro hoses him at second. And now there's two outs and the bases are empty. 2-1 game, it's 0-2 in Gonzalez. And Maldonado has been deadly in these situations. The 0-2. Slider in the dirt away. It's ball one. 58 strikeouts. Only 16 walks in 36 2/3 innings. He's only allowed 17 hits as well. So opponents are batting 137 against Maldonado. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down in the lane. Strike three. Side good time. So Maldonado comes on, gets the final two outs of the eighth. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Middle of the eighth, Jacksonville 2, Charlotte 1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Jumbo Shrimp are excited to upgrade their ticketing experience in 2023 for all of Crustacean Nation. The club is welcoming a digital ticketing experience for fans to easily and securely buy, access, and share tickets with friends and family from both their computer and smartphones. Simply head to jackshrimp.com and find the Manage My Tickets tab on the page, or from a smartphone, your tickets can be easily accessed via the MILB First Pitch app. Just select Jumbo Shrimp as your favorite team, scroll down, and click the Manage My Tickets tab. From there, it's easy to scan tickets from your smartphone or have them printed to be shown at the gate. And always remember, you can find tickets for any home game at jackshrimp.com. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than a baseball team. 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the events happening at 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Hey there, I'm Jacksonville left-handed pitcher Robert Garcia. I'm Jacksonville baseball on
ESPN 610. Home half of the eighth inning. Jacksonville 2, Charlotte 1. Davey Garcia struck out the side in the seventh. They'll face LeBlanc, Johnston, Alfaro. 2-3-4 in the order on a picture-perfect night. Pitch from Garcia, winds and fires, and misses upstairs with the fastball, and it's 1-0. So it was 85 degrees at first pitch. And you can tell we're in September now. The 1-0. Breaking ball in the outer part of the plate. It's 1-1 because the temperature drops more than 2 degrees over the course of the game. It's 79 now. Little Zephyr in from left. The 1-1. Breaking ball is low. 2 balls and 1 strike. A good crowd here. Labor Day Sunday. Waiting fireworks and hopefully a Jumbo Shrimp series win. They can hold on. The 2-1 pitch. Line back to the screen foul. And it's 2-2. Dark night skies over top. Those trees over the outfield wall. They let you know you're in Florida. Standing tall and proud. Palm trees out there. 2-2 on LeBlanc, who holds the bat very low. And Zavala, the catcher, calls time and talked it over with Garcia. For Jacksonville, they're in a little bit of a plague right now. They have all of a sudden struggled offensively in this series. No more than 3 runs in any contest. Even including today, they scored 11 runs total in 6 games. As a team, they're hitting 175. It is last in the league. But the weird thing is, they were on fire before this series. So they had scored at least 5 runs in 15 of the previous 23 games. The 2-2. Fastball is high. And the count is full. And during that span, they were second in the circuit in hits. Third in average. Fourth in on-base percentage. Seventh in doubles. The 3-2. Wave and a miss. A changeup down and in. Strike 3. So Garcia's faced 4 batters. And he struck out all of them. One away in the 8th. 2-1 Jacksonville, and here's left-hand Matty Johnston. And they were 8th in the league in runs scored during that time. So they were scoring almost 6 runs per game. And now they're barely getting 2 a game. The pitch to Johnston, breaking ball in the inside corner, and it plops in for a strike. They're not hitting Charlotte tonight, though, 7-5. Here's the 0-1. Golf in the air behind third. Dying Quail. Mondu going out to the bullpen. This one drops into foul territory. So a 2-1. Troy Johnston. Jacksonville entering play. Only 3 games out of first, but with the log jam at the top of the International League, they're in 8th place, and almost every team ahead of them is either winning or already won today. And they play the Norfolk Tides, a tough team next week. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. A high fastball. Strike three. So Garcia has fanned all five batters he's faced. That was a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. He's running up as high as 97. There's two out, nobody out. Bottom of the eighth, 2-1 game. And here's Alfaro, right-hand batter. In the ninth, it'll be the 9-1 and two batters for Charlotte. Here's the pitch to Alfaro. I'm driving to right field. Deep play will go for Frazier. Shy of the warning track, he cans it. Side, retired. Nothing across for Jacksonville. And at the end of eight, they lead Charlotte 2-1. Trying to close off the ninth so we come back and finish off a potential series win. To the ninth we go. Jacksonville 2, Charlotte 1 on the Jumbo Show Network, powered by FIS.
Of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 6 military appreciation nights throughout the season. On April 30th, May 25th, June 13th, July 25th, August 30th, and September 14th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or day of the game. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than a baseball team. 1-1 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the events happening at 1-1 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Hi, this is right-handed pitcher Anthony Maldonado, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN.
To the ninth, last chance for Charlotte. Jacksonville in front. It's 2-1. So the Jumbo Shrimp, a 2-run fourth inning. Right now is holding up. Jorge Alfaro, RBI double. Dane Myers, RBI ground out. And it's Rivera, Rodriguez, Nesloni. 9-1 and 2 for the Knights. Leading at least one. Hit from Maldonado. Righty-righty breaking ball on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Jumbo Shrimp won a two-week road trip that concluded last week. The 0-1 from Maldonado. Breaking ball low and away. It's 1-1. When they were in the Lehigh Valley, the Iron Pigs did one of their Copa nights, a Puerto Rican appreciation night or celebration night, and Maldonado, his family's from Puerto Rico, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider. And it's 1-2. And their Copa identity is a Coqui, which is a frog native to Puerto Rico. Only lives in Puerto Rico. 1-2. High fly ball to the left. Pretty deep. Mangum going back. On the track. At the wall. Leaps it. It's over his head and hits off the base of the wall. He nearly reeled it in. Rivera goes to second, takes the turn and puts on the brakes. A leadoff double and the tie runs in scoring position. Top of the order, Jose Rodriguez. So that ball nearly brought in by Mangum. Just over his mitt and it hit off the wall and kicked in front of him. So now the corners are in, expecting a bunt in the infield. Big moment in this game. 2-1 Jacksonville here in the ninth. Well, for Maldonado, it was special. The pitch, breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, called strike one. He came off the injured list. And obviously, Puerto Rican heritage for him is so significant. He goes there very frequently with his dad. The 0-1. Ground ball left side. Shortstop away to his right field. Throws to third, and Rivera is tagged out. Wow, what is he doing? Rodriguez ends up at first. A poor decision by Rivera. You understand why he'd want to go to third, but that's such an easy play. And that's where the Charlotte Knights are 13-43 in the second half. A lot of mental mistakes in this series. And that, a huge one. So runner on first and one out. Here's Nesloni, the pitch. Ground ball foul down the first base side, and it's 0-1. So a huge out. A runner in scoring position. The tying run, and he runs into an out easily at third base. Wow. But a really poor decision by Rivera. The 0-1. Swing. Miss. Broken ball in the dirt. Oh, it's 0-2. And Maldonado, the Koki, he's got it tattooed in his arm. And that's how much that symbol means. So he thought it was just even better than that was their Copa identity. One out here in the ninth. He's up 0-2. He spins and throws to first. And Rodriguez has got very good speed. He stole 28 bases. Hops back in. And a double A. And you wonder here, this is not really a running situation in 0-2, but the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider downstairs. Strike three. So now Charlotte down to their final out. Last hope is Xavier Fernandez. You wonder here if Rodriguez takes off early. Charlotte's had a base runner thrown out tonight, but they've also stolen a base successfully. Righty against righty. Two out here in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is low. It's ball one. Maldonado does not allow a lot of base runners, but base stealers are 5-for-6 swiping bags against him. 1-0 on Fernandez. Here's the pitch. Little number right side. Second baseman Hinojosa to his left field. Tosses the first. Trip win. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp earn a series win with a 2-1 victory over the Charlotte Knights.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday means fans can purchase $2 16-ounce and $3 24-ounce products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and Right Field Bleachers.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates about the organization, learn about special upcoming promotions, and get unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Hey there, I'm Jacksonville catcher Austin Allen. You're tuned into Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
The fireworks shoot off here in 1-1 Financial Ballpark, capping a 2-1 win for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp today. over the Charlotte Knights. Jacksonville improves to 64-67, 32-25 in the second half. Two runs on seven hits, two errors, and five left on base. And the Knights fall to 48-84, 13-44 in the second half. A run on six hits, no errors, and 11 left on. Jacksonville scoring two runs in the fourth inning to win it today. Jorge Alfaro, an RBI double. Dane Myers, an RBI ground out. Charlotte got a run in the seventh on a sacrifice fly from Xavier Fernandez, but the Knights left 11 on. They were 0-9 with runners in scoring position, and that was a big difference in this contest as the Jumbo Shrimp get a much-needed win to keep pace with pretty much all the teams in front of them winning or are winning, save for one in the standings. So for the Jumbo Shrimp, they remain three back of first place. They have an off day tomorrow, and then they play on Tuesday in Norfolk. It's a 6:35 first pitch. Matt Davis will have first pitch, or will have the call beginning at 6:20, and Daniel Castano will make that start for the Jumbo Shrimp, their penultimate road trip of the year. Six with the Norfolk Tides through next Sunday, the 10th, and they come back home, their final homestand, September 12th through the 16th, a six-game, five-day series against the Gwinnett Stripers, and we hope to see you then. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. Shrimp win, final score, 2-1. We'll talk to you on Tuesday, ESPN 690, ESPN690.com. The Jumbo Shrimp taking 4 out of 6 in the Charlotte Knights and keeping pace with the rest of the division at the top at the very least here with a 2-1 win, their third 2-1 victory in this series, a 6-game set. I'm Scott Kornberg saying so long here from 121 Financial Ballpark in Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks again for joining us, everybody. Have a great rest of your holiday weekend. Happy Sunday. Good night.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, Sean Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.